Okay, so we did last time was the machlokas about by kibud avayim, whether you have kibud avayim by Rishon. If one's parents are Rishonim, do you have kibud avayim or not? So the Rambam holds you do, and the Torah held you don't. So we defined it. We said the question is what's is kavod to the person, Mr. Johnson, whatever he is. To us, if it's to him, because he is a father, because he reflects Shemayim, so then you can't be mechabed a person who is a Rasha. If it's to him, if he's a Rasha, it simply can't be. Can't be mechabed Rasha. On the contrary, you have to hate a Rasha, you have to destroy a Rasha. So it simply can't be. But, or do you say no? That really, that's the Torah. But the Rambam holds that really the kavod is to the institution of Aviv. It's to the shame of Aviv. And it's not to Mr. Johnson, but it's to Aviv. The institution of Aviv as a reflection of him. And that institution, so it doesn't matter what he is as a person. His personality is totally irrelevant. It doesn't register. So then, even if he's a Rasha, it doesn't make any difference. Okay. That was what we did last time. Okay, so now that's with regard to the Chiv of Kavod and Yira. But the question is, what about by the Isser of Hakah and Kalala? Okay, there's a separate isser of hitting and cursing one's parents. So there's an isser of hitting and cursing a regular Jew. Okay, but there's an additional isser, and there's a chiyuv skila, I believe, definitely misa, for hitting and cursing one's parents. Okay? So the question is, what about that? So the Rambam referenced the fact, by kavod, in our halacha by kavod, he referenced the fact that even though there's a chiyuv kavod, but when it comes to cursing, you're not your pater. You curse or you hit them, you're potter. So, but the source of that halacha is in Mamrim, Parakei, Halacha Yidbeis. Okay, and essentially we can do the Rambam, get some problems in the Rambam, and then work our way to the Sugya, that's where it comes from. Okay, because Rambam's based on the Sugya. I mean, he's not, a lot of it, he's not making up on his own. It's just, it really comes out of the Sugya. So, you can work on the Rambam, but it comes from the Gemara. Yeah, it's interesting. The Rambam is this, Mekala Vimo Niska. Okay? So, fine. And he says like this. How do you know? How do you know that? Where's the Isser? He says, V'chein Mekal... He says, Ashara Shal Mekal Lo Vivim Ominayin. Where's the Ashara for it? Onesh Shaman Beferesh. The Onesh is open in Torah. Aval Ashara Harihu V'chal Alo Sekal Cheresh. Ha'ol V'hu Mosar Shal Mekal Adam Yisrael Harihav B'chal Yisrael. So it's included in the generic Isser of cursing anyone in Klal Yisrael. Is together, it includes, because the parents is also, there's no special onus, don't curse your parents. Don't curse anyone. So your parents also, I'm not saying it, but if it's your parent, there's going to be a greater, higher level onus. Okay? I think it works that way. I believe by Hakah also. Yeah, it's Hara Shel Maka of Minayin. This is all in the first Halacha, it was Hey. Hey, Dalit, and hey, Ches, is a social makav minayin, one shaman, is a lo shamanu, hold musa, shalakos, other misral, hayavim, and bechal, same thing. Okay, same thing. There's no special lavim for parents, but they come along with the regular lavim. Okay, the regular lavim for hitting and cursing a regular person, but the onesh is an advanced onesh. Okay, fine. So now he says, Misha, yavim, this is Yudbase, hey, Yudbase, Misha, yavim, roshan, kamurim, vovrev, eros. So even if they're Rishayim and they're on their way out to be killed, Aser lahakosam alkalam. It's Aser to curse them and to hit them. Okay, so you would think that this is basically like Kavod. Just a, right? It sounds like it's full blown, but this is not. You call a Chavod and Pater. But if you do it, it's your Pater. So now you don't know what exactly it is. I mean, if it's Pater, is this the Issa Kalos or not? If it's Issa Kalos, you should be Chayiv. And if it's not, so then it should be mutter. What is it? Is it Issa Darabanan? I saw in the Bach, I think he wanted to claim it's Issa Darabanan. It's possible. Yeah, well, if not, I mean, if Darabanan, it's easier because you just say you have to be, you're positing Darabanan. And the hard part is you're positing Darabanan. Where does it come from? But if it's Daraisa, I mean, you have a problem with Mutter. Issa Darabanan is a mutter. What kind of thing is it? You know? So it would be smoother if you explain it in the Daraisa, but... The Rabbanan, you also have to do some work. I mean, to explain what kind of Rabbanan is. So either way, you're going to go. You're going to have to make a move in some way or other. The explanation of the Rabbanan. I mean, where does the Rabbanan come from? What kind of thing is the Rabbanan? The Raisa is mutter. So why, you know? So why should the Rabbanan come and ask her? What kind of, you know? Fine. So that's talking about if their mamash Shoshan Gemurah on their way out, you're not allowed to hit them. But if you do it, then you're potter. But v'yemasa tshuva hari zechayev v'neherag aleihem af pishe hari hin yotzin l'misa. So if they, so basically you can break it down. Fine. If they did tshuva, let's say they did tshuva. So if a person does tshuva, even though there are bezins taking them out, the bezin's not gonna let them off the hook because they did tshuva. It's nothing to do with bezin. Bezin has to say the chayev misa, chayev misa. But if they did tshuva and then you hit them, then you're chayev misa. Then it's full blown. That's really the full blown iser, and you're chayev for that. Okay, if they're still Rishonim, then it's Asar, Patar Avalasar. But if they did Shuva, then that's it. It's full blown violation, 100% Chayev. Okay? So you'd say, because they did Shuva, so, right? But he says, Bama Advarum Bibna. Aval Achar Shabba Vihiko Vikilel, Achar Shinigbar, do you know? Af Pisha Asa Shuva, Harza Patar. Over Holech Lamisa. He says, that's talking about if the son hits the parent when they on their way out to be killed, but they did tshuva, then he's chayev 100%. But a regular person, if a regular person hits another Jew who's on his way out to misa, but he did tshuva, then he's potter. Okay, then he's potter because the guy's halich lemisa, he's on his way out to death. So by the parents, why did he say also he's halich lemisa? Apparently, you don't. Apparently, there's a discrepancy here. By both of them, if the guy's a Rasha, then you're Pater. If he's a Rasha, you're definitely Pater by both. But if he's a Tzaddik, he did Tshuva, but he's on his way out to be killed, he's Holech L'Misa, so by a regular person, this or a regular person, you're Pater on that. Also, he's on his way out to be killed, he's Holech L'Misa, so he's Pater. But by parent, then you say it's Yechayev, 100%. Chayev 100%. Okay, so that's the question. What's the discrepancy? That's one thing to explain. What's the discrepancy here between father, between the Isser of hitting one's parent, and the Isser between hitting a normal Yisrael? Why is there this difference when he did Shuva, but he's on his deathbed? On his way out to be killed. That's one thing. Another thing is why is there a discrepancy between Kibbut Avayim, you say is full-blown, if a guy, even if he's a Rosh HaGamor, it's 100% Kibbut Avayim. But when it comes to the Isser of Klala and Hakah, you don't say that. Apparently, if he's a Rasha, so it's not mutter, but it's not chayev. I mean, it's somehow mitigated. The fact that he's a Rasha mitigates the isser of a klal anaka. But by a kavod, it's full blown. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? Is it, so to speak, what we're talking about? Is it for the institution of the father, in which case Rasha doesn't matter, or is it for the guy himself? I mean, what's, think of your mind here. Why is there that discrepancy? You know? Okay. We might as well just read a little further, but I mean, those are the problems. And then he says, "Avar ha'av v'imo." This is the game. Avar v'imo al aveira shalokin aleha v'ha'yehu chazan l'fnei adayanim lo yakasim. So if he's basically the chay malchus and he's one of the guys involved in the bez, then he shouldn't hit them. V'cheinosim chayv nidoi lo yeshlich l'nadosim. He shouldn't put them in chayrim. V'lo yidchof osam. He shouldn't push them. V'lo yivaze osam yeshlichus bezin. Af pishin rilikach v'lo zjuvah. So that sounds like what you're saying. That's your case. You shouldn't be involved with them in the shlichus of Bez Din. You shouldn't push them, even though they're roy for it. They didn't do tshuva, still you shouldn't be the one to do it. Okay, so it sounds like in the same case, in your case, the get also, it seemed like you shouldn't be on the get squad for, you know. Except for Mezes Mediach. Mezes Mediach, the Torah says you shouldn't have any rachmanis, any anything, so therefore, then he is going to be. Okay, then he does. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order to pursue these problems, I think we have to do the Gemara. Okay, we have to trace this down a little bit. Okay? So the Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Pehei Manav. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara, Pehei Manav, second line, says, Bo minei meirav sheish. We can jump around. I selected the parts of the Gemara that I believe to be relevant. Okay, but... We'll jump around a little bit. But the Gemara says two lines, second line of Peyonach. Boy, me, Rosh Eshas, Ben, Ma'ushi, Asa, Shliach, Love, Lakos, El Kala. So could a son become a Shliach for Bez Din to hit or to curse his father? Okay? So I don't know if I told you to read this part, but I don't believe Achra Miyatiru. So is anyone allowed? Are you allowed to hit a guy? I mean, is there ever a case? Yeah. No one's allowed to hit our curse. So, but Bezin Ela Kavod Shemayim Adif. Apparently, normally you're not allowed to hit or curse a guy, but you do it. Bezin does it because Kavod Shemayim. So Achanami Kavod Shemayim Adif. What's the difference? So father also. Right. So the first take of the Gemara is saying is, yeah, why not? Right, it's true there's then the Isser to curse and to hit your father, but this is a curse and hit an ape Jew. But you see, Bezin does it, so apparently Bezin does that tzedocha. So then, presumably, you say the same thing by your father. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying at first. Okay, first take that's what the Gemara is saying. And then the Gemara tries to attack it. So the Gemara comes to Tashma. We're going to jump to Tashma. Okay, Ta is the last word on the line, about halfway down the page. Hayotze leharig. So a person's on his way out to be killed. Ubavino vihikohu vikolo chayev. So if his son curses him or hits him, he's chayev. Right? Bo'acher vihikohu vikolo potter. But if someone else comes and curses or hits him, they're potter. Vavino ba. Maishna bino, maishna acher. What's the difference between his son and again? The same thing. It's the same iser. Same iser to curse and to hit. So why should there be a difference between father and son? If he's on his way out, why by the father you chayev, but by a regular person your father? So now jump down again. The Gemara says, line above Shmos Chaf Beis. Okay. El acher, hainu time of the potter. No, I'll tell you why. By a regular person, why you potter? If he's on his way out to be killed, and you hit him or you curse him, why you potter? The Amar Krav, nasi be'amecha lo sa'ar. A Nasi, in your nation, you shouldn't curse. What does it mean, in your nation? Be'ose ma'ase amcha. When he is doing the actions of your nation. What does it mean, he's in your nation? It means he's acting like a Jew. He's acting like a Jew should act. So if the guy is a Rasha, basically he's being killed by the Bezdin, then obviously the guy is not really doing ma'ase amcha. So therefore, there's no Isser to curse him or to hit him. And therefore, if a normal person goes over and hits the guy on his way out while he's being killed, he's bother. Okay, so the guy says, Hate nach klala, haka min alan. Nakshin, halakala klala. So this is a hitting is the same thing because there's a hakish between the two. Okay, so it's just like by a hitting, just like by cursing, it's only if he's really doing, if he's a tzaddik or he's acting properly, so too by hitting. Kidding, cursing, I say. So what's the yelchim no nami? So the son should be the exact same thing? The son should also be that if he's on his way and he's not doing my samcha, he should be potter. Why b'no nami? Why say b'no is different? So Rashi explains. Okay, this is important here. Achanami. Yeah, b'no nami. The halok sivas harav mekal aviv. El b'mekal chaveru shav b'chalim amacha. Because there's no separate lav. By father, the love of father is the same love as the regular one. Amcha, so he's together with the normal love. So therefore, just like by a normal person, if he's not be'amcha, he's pater, right? If he's not be'amcha, he's pater. So too by the father. So for the same reason, why if he's on his way out to be killed and he's a rasha, the regular person kills him, he should be pater. The same, you should apply the same logic for the father.
So the Gemara says, "Kidamar of Pinchas b'sa'as tshuva." It's talking about a case, like Pinchas says over there, somewhere else, that it's where he did tshuva. It's talking about a case where the father did tshuva. So since the father did tshuva, so therefore, that's why if he hits him, he's going to be chayev. That's why if he hits him, he's going to be chayev, because now he is ba'amcha. So this is the obvious question. Yoch, yach, anami. So then even the regular person also hits him, he should be chayev. Because he did tshuva, so he's now amcha again. He haven't really gotten anywhere. So Mara says, Amar of Mari, be'amcha b'mekuyam sheba'amcha. No. Be'amcha doesn't only mean that he's a tzaddik, it also means that he's mekuyam in your nation. He's lasting. He's going to continue his existence. He's Rashi, haroi leskayim. He's roi, he's fit to continue to live. For those Zesh and Igmardino, not someone who's basically Gemar Din, he's on his way out to be killed. So therefore, if a regular person hits him, or kills him, it's not the fun, or curses him, it's not the fun, it's ba'amcha, because he's not mikuyam sheba'amcha. So, the kasha is obvious. So, by the father also, it's the same ba'amcha, so the same problem. So it says, Yachi ibn Nami, same thing.
So it says, no, midi dehave la'achar misa. It's the same thing, you see, for instance, by a curse of father after misa, and you're still chayiv. So you see, apparently, there's no halacha of mekuyim shev'amcha by your father. That that he has to be roy to continue to exist. There's no halacha like that. You see, you curse him after death, even. So apparently, by father, there's no halacha like that. So there's just like by cursing, it's like that. He says, so by hitting, also, it's like that. Turns out, the Rashi says, by hitting, it turns out there's no sort of hitting after he's dead because there's no chabura. The shear of hitting is when you make a chabura. They make a wound. But in theory, really, there's no halacha of mekuyim shev'amcha, even if he's dead. Right? So therefore, you don't have this halacha of mekuyim shev'amcha when it comes to father, but you have it with regard to other people. So with regard to the fact ba'amcha that he can't be a rasha, both it's the same, my father and my regular person. But when it comes to the halacha of mekuyim shev'amcha, he has to be able to continue to live, that's only by a regular person, but not by father. Okay? So of course we have to explain that, right? We have to explain that, obviously. What's the difference? What's the concept here? But that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, "Ma'ya ve'ela." What's the conclusion? Ma'ya ve'ela means like, what's so now? What? What's the conclusion? Could he hit him or can he not hit him? Right? And as well, could the son hit the guy or could he not hit the guy? Hit the father, right? So far you'd think that basically he could, right? Because he's not able to say ma'asamcha. Right? That's why we just went through this whole thing because he's a rasha. Unless he did tshuva, but I mean, in a regular case, it would seem he should. But the Gemara says no. Amarav Barabuna, v'chein tana ve'rishma, l'chol ena ve'enas ha'shliach, l'aviv, l'akosa, l'kal lo chutz, mimesa, shayam, retorah, lo sachmo, l'sachasala. So a father can never be a shliach for a son. A son can never be a shliach for a father, to hit him or to curse him, except for mesis, that's a different reason. But basically, you see from this brisa that he cannot. He cannot do it. Okay, and this is what the Rambam's getting it from. That even though that this whole thing Otsimai Se'amcha and he's potter, but still you're not allowed to do it. So that's what I'm saying, is that it's your potter, but it's still Asr. Why is it Asr? It's not really clear why it's Asr, but that's what it's saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay? That's what I'm saying. We good? Okay, so basically there's one of the sources, the Tosus in Yevamos. Like, Gemara Yevamos Chaf Beis and Mabeis basically brings down the same thing and says is that when your father, if a person curses his father, so you're chayef for hitting or for cursing your father. So it says, I, Bodeh Be'amcha. So it says, no, it's talking about he did tshuva. Right, so it's talking about he did tshuva. So the father does tshuva, so then you're chayef for cursing him, even though, it's talking about if he's a rasha. It's talking about if the father's a rasha. Father's Rasha saying Yechayev, I want to say Ba'amcha. Says no, it's like Mary the Tshuva. So Tosfos asks, it says, what do you mean? But if it says our Gemara in Sinai, says Chol Eina Ben Nasa Shliach Love Lakos Lakal Chutz Memesis. Right, that's Tosfos Kishas Tshuva. He has a question. There's a Gemara, and Yevamos is saying is that the father does Tshuva, so it's Mutter. It's not this Tshuva then. You're Chayev for hitting him, but implying if he didn't do Tshuva not. Into Tshuva not, then it would be mutar. But you see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says no. Concludes that either way it's a problem. Either way it's a problem. You're not allowed to do it. So he answers no. Hashem b'sos Tshuva. He's saying that's talking about the only time it's asr for the son to be the dayan to be doing that stuff is only talking about where he did Tshuva. That's when it's asr. But if his father didn't do Tshuva, really in a chanami, he's saying is that the father's son would be able to hit the father and curse the father. So he's not learning. The difference between Tosa and Ram is Tosa doesn't seem to be learning this like Darabon call it or whatever. You don't say it's Darabon. He's not learning that there's an Isser for the father to curse for the son to curse the father if he's a Rasha Gama. Okay, the Rambam's learning you're not Chayiv if he's a Rasha, but it's still Aser. Tosa is learning that it's really Mutter. And the Lecha Mishnah brings that down as Tosos. The Lecha Mishnah that's how I found it. It's on Hey Yud Beis, Perkei Yud Beis. It says Atosos Nero the Cholkam Arabenu. Shekotsu Yivamos. I'm not sure the whole thing, and that's where he says it. Okay.
So
I
think he put that with
Aragamara. Aragamara. He's just going to say Tosos is just going to say that Aragamara is talking about only when he entered Tshuva. I mean, it's hard to read in Targumara, but that's what he's saying. So he's going to have to read in Targumar. Targumar is talking about only if he didn't do tshuva. Well, if he did tshuva. Only if he did tshuva. Okay, so these are the facts. These are the facts. So what's our questions here? What should we maybe for starters? What do we want to pick up to start with? Yeah, I mean, I think just a starting point. Maybe just a starting point. Just a question you can ask is why is it that, according to the Rambam, let's say that when it comes to kavod, you say if he's a rasha, you're basically chayvin kavod 100%. But when it comes to the isser of cursing him and hitting him, you say basically you're potter. You're potter from hitting and cursing him if he's a rasha. I mean, what's the difference? If you're telling me that kavod is, in terms of kavod, you see he's really full-fledged father. I don't care if he's a rasha. Yeah, when it comes to klala and akah, you say he's just potter. So why is he potter? Why should there be a difference? Yeah, right. I think everything's good there. That there's a difference. Like the question is like this: you have cursing, you have an issue of cursing and hitting a regular Jew, and you have an issue of cursing and hitting your parent. Okay, and in Taryag, I believe they're separate. I mean, they are separate. I think. Yeah, I mean, they're separate. Yeah, they're definitely separate. In Mamram, there's four mitzvahs. I mean, hitting kids and cursing and hitting parents are separate. In terms of at least in many of the mitzvahs. Right in the beginning of Mamram, he has them, right? Yeah. Shulakala lovim, shulakosim, yeah. And by Sanhedrin, I think he has it. Shulakala nasi, I think he has it. He cursed a nasi, and hitting a person is, shulakala adam ishar b'nei Israel. Yeah. Okay, fine. So the thing is like this, is that how do you understand the relationship between the issur of cursing a regular person and cursing a parent? Okay? The ashara is definitely, there's no separate ashara for cursing a parent. Okay, there is no separate asara. The only pasuk is, don't curse the regular Yisrael. Okay? Plus kal cheresh. Fine. So you could have said that essentially the two separate Yisrael. One Yisrael is cursing a regular person, another Yisrael is cursing a parent. And it happens to be that the shera and asara, I don't say the shera and asara, but essentially they're two different Yisrael. Okay? They're two different Yisrael. Okay? Or you could say no. That really is one Isser. There's an Isser of cursing Yisrael. But when that Yisrael happens to be a parent, is the Onesh. It beefs up the Onesh. I mean, it's not like a separate, it's like it's a fuller form of the Isser of cursing Yisrael. It's not like a separate independent Isser that just happens to share an Asara, but it's like the higher form of cursing Yisrael. Cursing is also cursing Yisrael, but when that Yisrael happens to be your parent, Yisrael, then it's more serious, and then you get an onus. Okay, see those two possibilities? Okay. So if it were the case, the first way, that really they're two totally separate Yisurim, one Yisrael is to curse the parent, one Yisrael is to curse Yisrael, then I think we have a good problem. Kasha. Because you see when the Rambam learns of Kibud Av V'Em, so parent means the institution of parent, irrespective of who he is as a gavra. Right? Parent means it doesn't matter, Russia or not Russia, it has nothing to do with him. It's an institution, it's not the individual himself. Right? And therefore you're chayv to do kavod for Russia. But so if that were the case, and if there were set up the case that klala of your parent is a separate issa from klala of everybody else, so then that should follow the lines of kavod. That it should be, you're not allowed to curse the institution of father. So I don't care whether it's not like a Russia, it doesn't make any difference. Right? That's what you would say. Because basically it's just a separate institution of klala and hitting a parent. Right? So you have ki, kavod, yira, klala, and akash. It should be all the same principle. Why should there be the difference? But I think that's what the idea is. It's not the case. Is that really the issur of cursing and hitting a parent is the full-fledged form of the issur of hitting a regular person. Okay, the issur of hitting a regular person is nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. That it's an issur of cursing a gavra who's ba'amcha. It's not an institution, it's simply the idea of ba'amcha. So, I mean, we could define what ba'amcha is exactly in a little bit, but the idea is that it is rooted in who the guy is. It means you can't curse a person who reflects ba'amcha, a person who's a certain kind of a person. So now, by a parent, it's the full-fledged form of cursing someone ba'amcha. If cursing a person, a certain type of a person. Now, it's that when that person also has the property of being your parent, then it's full-fledged. Then you're chayav misa, then you're chayav skila. But if it's the parent, but they're not ba'amcha, then it has no basis. Then you can't say it's a full-fledged form of the Isser because it's not ba'amcha, so that's not the Isser altogether. So it's not the Isser altogether. So it can't be. So therefore, it's going to turn out that you're going to be potter. That the Isser doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Or at least you're potter. I mean, why it's Isser is still a question. But basically, the Isser won't exist. Okay. So the point is that the Isser of cursing a parent is, and that's the important point. That was the Rashi who said it, and that's the Gemara that's based on this. That there's no Isser, there's no independent Isser to curse your parents. The Isser to curse your parents is a more full-fledged form, an enhancement of the Isser of cursing a regular person. The same thing with Hedek. And therefore, it can't outdo. It can't be, if your parent is not Mais Osa Mais Amcha, it can't say, but they are the parent and they are Flek Shemayim. Because the Isser is rooted in the Isser of cursing Yisrael. Okay? Fine. So therefore, it has to be Amcha. It has to follow his principles. Right? Fine. But you will have a question, though. There is going to be a problem, though. Because what about if they're on the deathbed? Let's say they're on their deathbed. They're on their way out to be killed. So now, you see that in terms of the Isser of cursing a Jew, right? In terms of the Isser of cursing a Jew, you say, they're not Mekuyim Shema Amcha. So therefore, it's okay. There's no Inachayev, right? Yet, in terms of the father, you say it is a problem. So, right? So if you're telling me that the whole Isser has to be built upon the Isser of cursing Yisrael, now by this guy who's on his way out to be killed, so he doesn't, by Yisrael, there is no Isser. But you're saying there's an Isser of the father, so why isn't that a problem? Because how could you have a discrepancy now? How could you have a case by the father who's on his way out to be killed? He has the Isser, yet you don't have it when it comes to Yisrael who has that. So that's a little problem. But that's the problem anyways, the discrepancy. Then how is it ma'amcha? On the one hand, you're saying is it the same ba'amcha? I mean, on the Gemara, it's a problem, and this is what we have to do. On the one hand, you're saying ba'amcha is applies by both, right? And any svar you can say, on the one hand, you're saying ba'amcha applies by both. Now, ba'amcha teaches you two things. One thing it teaches you can't be a rasha. Ose ma'ase amcha. That's one limud. Ose ma'ase amcha applies by normally a Jew and by a parent. Then, when it comes to the another thing is ba'amcha means b'mekliyim shba'amcha. Means that he's continuing to exist. That applies only by Yisrael and not by a father. So how do you explain that discrepancy? How do you explain that discrepancy? Correct?
Right.
I mean, that's a problem. Now we have to explain. You with me? You with me? Yeah? Okay. Now, the other problem which we have is the idea of why it's still Usser. Why is it Usser to curse your father who's a rasha? If you're telling me that the whole thing is built on Osi Maisei Amcha, so why is it Asar?
Right?
Why is it Asar? In Tosas Aldo is Mutter, right? But we're saying, but why is it Asar? Is it Asar?
No.
I mean, I just a simple pshat, almost like a pshat answer, is that, let's say you say in terms of the Isser Klala, you say the Isser Klala is built upon the Isser of cursing a regular person, right? So why is it also to curse your father then? But wouldn't you say that it's a violation of Kavod to curse your father? Like, let's say I curse my father. Wouldn't you say, besides for violating the Isser of cursing, I'm also violating Yiro, let's say? Yiro is not allowed to argue with him, right? So if I curse him or if I hit him, wouldn't you say that's violating Yiro? Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of Yiro, it doesn't matter if my father's a Rasha. It's 100%, right? So why do you say the Ram holds his Asr, midin kavod midin yira? Midin kavod? In terms of kavod and yira, I have 100% chiv din of a yira, even though he's a rasha, because of the institution. So it's true in terms of the institution of klala in general, the chiv misa of klala, so therefore you can't apply because he's not ba'amcha. Yeah, but in terms of kibbut avayim and yira, there's no halacha like that. So therefore it should be Asr anyways. It should be Asr anyways. Right? Just on Tosos, so you could argue that Tosos holds like the Torah. Because if Tosos is saying it's Mutter, so maybe he holds like the Torah, that there's no chiv of kavod if your father's a rasha. Right, those are still like the Torah, because he must hold, because I don't see how you get around saying it's mutter. What about kavod? So if you're going to say that he agrees with the Rama, I don't see how you can say it's mutter to curse him. I mean, how is that not a violation of kavod? So unless you'll say those are like the Torah, that is mutter. That's good, you could say that. The one problem is that the Torah also brings down that this is Asar. Torah brings down that this is Asar. So even though the Torah holds there's no kavod for Aviv Rasha, he still holds this is Asar. So that's why I think the Bach wanted to say that it's Darabana. Because I mean, the Torah, it doesn't seem to be able to explain that it's a din of, that it's a din kavod, because there is no kavod when he's a Rasha. So now, so what is it then? So then you have to, either you can go back to the drawing board, according to the Torah. Either you're going to say it's Darabanan, or you're going to say something else. But I mean, the thing with the Rambam, it's a good answer. I mean, what I'm saying, Pado makes good sense. Because it's not mutter, because he's still kavod, he's still dinero. Yeah. Okay, so but I'd like to...